This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Search teams on Tuesday found wreckage of a passenger plane carrying 28 people that had disappeared in Russia's remote Far East. The search for survivors will be paused due to the onset of darkness, emergency ministry sources said. Initial reports by Russian news agencies suggested no survivors would be found. The local governor says search teams had found parts of the fuselage along the coast and in the sea. He said, quote, there was a catastrophic failure during the go-around approach for landing. In comments to the Interfax news agency, he said there were still no signs of the aircraft's passengers or their luggage. Officials said that communications with the plane had been lost about 9 kilometers or 5.5 miles from an airport and 10 minutes before its scheduled landing time. Afghanistan authorities say they deployed hundreds of so-called commandos and pro-government militiamen on Tuesday to counter the Taliban's blistering offensive in the north. Fighting has raged across several Afghan provinces, and insurgents have primarily focused on the northern countryside, seizing dozens of districts in the past 2 months. All U.S. and NATO forces last week left Bagram Air Base near Kabul, the command center for anti-Taliban operations, effectively wrapping up their exit after 20 years of military involvement that began in the wake of the September 11, 2001 attacks. An Afghan military spokesman says troops and pro-government militiamen were deployed in the northern provinces where the Taliban have captured large areas of territory quickly, often without any fighting. Afghan defense officials have said they intend to focus on securing major cities, roads, and border towns in the face of the Taliban onslaught. This is VOA News. Indonesia has prepared backup medical facilities for a worst-case scenario if daily coronavirus infections reach 40,000 to 50,000, an official said on Tuesday, as the country reported another day of record fatalities from its worst outbreak so far. Indonesia has one of Asia's most severe COVID-19 epidemics, fueled by the highly infectious Delta variant, with hospitals overstretched, oxygen supply problems, and a growing number of sick unable to receive medical attention. Southeast Asia's largest and most populous country has seen record daily infections in 11 of the past 16 days, with more than 31,000 new cases and 728 deaths on Tuesday. Less than 2% of its more than 270 million population have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Indonesia's health minister says the government is adding nearly 8,000 new beds in Greater Jakarta and is closely watching other areas seeing a rise in cases of the Delta variant. As of Monday, 76% of beds in Indonesian hospitals were occupied, health ministry data showed, though some regions on Java Island have reported a rate higher than 85%. The Vatican said Tuesday Pope Francis's progress following intestinal surgery is going normally and he slept well and got up to walk. The results of routine tests were good, according to a Vatican spokesman who said in a statement the Pope also had breakfast and read several newspapers. The 84-year-old Pope underwent a 3-hour operation on Sunday night to remove part of his colon. He's expected to stay in a Rome hospital for 7 days unless there are any complications. Israel's new prime minister, Naftali Bennett, suffered defeat Tuesday as lawmakers failed to extend a law that denies Israeli citizenship and residency rights to Palestinian spouses from the West Bank and Gaza. The ban, first enacted in 2003, has been justified by supporters on security grounds, but critics argue it's a discriminatory measure targeting Israel's Arab minority. Bennett is a hardline religious nationalist who supports the measure, but it's highlighting cracks in his 8-party coalition, which has a wafer-thin majority in Israel's 120-seat parliament, the Knesset. Bennett had called for members of the right-wing opposition led by former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to support the measure. It was a plea for unity on national security grounds, but according to Israel's N12 website, Netanyahu told members of his party, quote, the importance of toppling the government is greater than renewing the ban. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.